Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. This is Paul White. Glad you're with me. 5 minutes every day, 365 days a year. Whatever platform you found us on, we're glad you've done so. You can find us at paulwhiteministries.com, as well as the Paul White Ministries app, which is available for free in the App Store. And we are also on Facebook. Paul White Ministries is our Facebook page. Some of you are listening to these via CD. Most of you are listening to these via some form of social media or handheld device or your computer. And we're just glad you're with us. Would you spread the word? It's free. It's 5 minutes of God's grace poured into someone's life every day. You could tell a friend, grab their phone, say, let me put an app on your phone that's free. I think it'll bless you. And that's what we're trying to do, is be a blessing in people's lives. What I wanted to say today for the next few minutes is talk a little bit about regret. It's a terrible, terrible thing to have. And I would just like to start with a question. Have you ever wished you could go back and do it all over again? If you could, what would you do differently? If you did something differently, would you be willing to live with the repercussions that might change the rest of your life? And in changing the rest of your life, you might not know some of the things you know now. You might not have some of the same experiences you have now. You might not even have some of the people that you have now. Now, in some cases, that would be great. If you could get somebody out of your life that's been a thorn in your flesh, maybe you'd go back and do it all over again just to get rid of them. But what if in doing some things over again, even if you thought it would work for the better, you were going to lose some of the relationships that have become so important to you? I guess the point is this. There's not very many decisions you've made in your life that if you could go back and do it all over again and not make that decision, not very many of those decisions would not have repercussions on your future in the negative. What I mean by that is, even the worst moments of our lives, the things that we've done, the decisions that we've made that we wish we had done differently, somewhere along the way, we learned something that made us into who we are today. We learned how to deal, how to cope, how to survive. We got stronger. Through our mistakes, we became successful. These are the areas in our lives that, while we're going through them, seem like hell on earth, and perhaps they are. But because we survived them and we made it through it, we understand how to appreciate the heaven on earth that we have now. And here's something we should never forget. Paul told us that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are the called according to His purpose. So the Apostle Paul believed that no matter what you're going through, even if the things you're going through are of your own device, you did them yourself, you can believe, trust, and know that all of those things will work together for the good for you and for me. Now, I have taken such rest in that. You see, I've had a lot of regret in my life. I've had a lot of things where I've sat back and thought, boy, if I could do it all over again, I wouldn't have done that. I would do that differently. I'd say that differently. I would go there. I wouldn't have went there. I would not have encountered that person. I would not have linked up with them. But you know what? Regret is just something that drags us down and causes us a stress and a condemnation we don't need. Christ is in the business of relieving us of all of the stresses and guilts and condemnations that we've experienced, and one of those is regret. You don't have to live that way any longer because you are loved, because Christ lives in you, and Christ is making an impact in who you are, and the change that is occurring in you as a result, even of bad decisions, is to the glory of God. So I encourage you, don't live in regret today. Live thankfully that you say, Father, I thank you that even though I made a lot of bad decisions, I thank you that you never left me, that you've never forsaken me. I thank you that you paid the price for all of my errors on the cross so that through believing on Jesus, I can access your successful life in exchange for the unsuccessful areas of my life. It'll bring you peace in your life. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.